U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says California agriculture benefits from the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement.
If you're from a state like California and you're interested in not just beef and pork, you're interested in cherries or citrus or grapes or avocados or strawberries, you need to know that tariffs are eliminated in a multitude of horticultural products, from fresh apples to cherries to pears to citrus fruits and juices to grapes to avocados to strawberries to blueberries to cranberries, watermelon, papaya, potato products, processed fruit products, tree nuts, and fresh and processed vegetables. And when you understand that these taxes or tariffs are being eliminated or reduced on these products, which makes those products far more competitive in a global market with the USA brand, and with the USA safety and quality and affordability, you know your market opportunities are going to be expanded across the board. And when you see other countries like the Philippines and who are potentially interested in being Indonesia, potentially being the next set of countries to participate in TPP, you see that there's just enormous opportunity here. So I think long answer to your question, but I think it's key and critical for us to make sure that the full and complete understanding of the benefits of this agreement are well understood and appreciated by those in Congress. And I think if they are, and they are concerned and interested in agriculture, they're going to see that this is a net benefit for agriculture.
Many ag groups agree. However, the National Farmers Union is voicing strong opposition because the agreement does not include enforcement against currency manipulation. I'm Sabrina Hill for AgNetWest.com.